Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith to Receive. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Verse 24, he said, therefore I say to you, what things soever you desire, what would that cover? Whatever you desire. Talk about a blank check. Whatever you desire. I've had people try to get sassy with me. What if I desire $10 billion? I'm just going to say, I believe I receive $10 billion. Is it going to happen? No. No. It ain't going to happen for you. Because you're making fun of the Bible. You don't believe it. Why don't I? And why don't you in our church? Why don't we just claim $5 billion cash to come in next week? God could do it. God could do it. Without making a phone call. Couldn't he? He could move $100 billion to us in an afternoon. I said, I sure wish he'd do it. Don't come by wishing. I could use it. Well, don't come by needing. God responds to faith. The limitation is not what he's able to do. The limitation is what we're able to believe. Can you see that? In your own life, you got to watch that. I know serving with Brother Kenneth Hagin for years, he began to say, we're going to have one time offering in this ministry of $1 million. One time offering. He said it for months and months and months. Yeah, years. And here come a fellow in one of the big meetings, two cashier's checks for $500,000 apiece. $1 million. There it is. After that, he began to say, we're going to have come into this ministry a one-time offering, $2 million. Why didn't he say $5 million? Why didn't he say $10 million? Why did he start with one instead of two? Actually, he started with $10,000. I know the history of it years back. But at this point, he's been in the ministry for some years, and his faith has grown. And he said it for, I don't know, 2 or 3 years or so. And I was there the morning that it came in. I was monitoring his class because sometimes when he's out of town, I'd teach in his place. And I was in the speaker's room and he came in. He looked at me. He said, we got it, boy. I said, what? He said, it came in. $2 million. One offering. We shouted. We praised God. Because, I mean, you can do something with that. Right? That means projects done. And so that afternoon, I'm shouting about it. And I remember distinctly, I went out the back. I got in my car. I'm about to go to lunch. And the Lord said, what are you saying? I thought, me? What am I saying? I'm asking you that today. What are you saying? Well, I haven't really been saying much. Just whatever the Lord wants, that's cop out. That's the lazy way. And it doesn't work. You can't leave up to him what he's left to you. Well, it is just up to him. No, it's not. No, it's not. What you get is not up to what he's able to do. It's what you're able to believe. What you're able to receive. He asked me pointedly. I knew it was him. I don't mean I heard an audible voice, but he said, what are you saying? I knew what he's saying to me. He wouldn't have said it unless I needed to make a correction. And I said, Lord, I'm sorry. I hadn't been saying much of anything. Just kind of vague, bouncing along. God meets my needs. And he said, yeah, what are you saying? You see it working. You've seen it work twice here on a big scale. What are you saying for you? I thought, okay, all right. I went back. Phyllis and I talked about it. We claimed how many partners for our ministry? 25. 25. So why didn't you claim a million? Wasn't where my faith was at. We claimed 25 partners. Now the first thing the Lord did with us, you be a good partner. So faithfully. So we increased our sowing to other ministries. We said we're going to be better partners, and we claimed our partners. The 25 came in. We claimed 100. We claimed 1,000. We claimed 10,000 and 50,000.
Glory to God.
Are you listening? And we're claiming more.
Glory to God.
But what are you saying?
Right.
In your life, in your home, in your business, you need to start where you are. You need to say, I'm claiming an extra $100 above what I normally get through the week.
Yeah. Right.
Do what's real to you. I'm claiming an extra $1,000 this month. I'm claiming an extra $10,000. Well, wherever your faith is, don't be idle. Put your faith on it. Only do what's real to you. Even if it sounds small, you can always increase it later.
Right.
You get that? That comes in. That's all right. It'll encourage you. Amen. Then you can increase and go up. Say it out loud. What am I saying? You need to be saying something concerning your increase and concerning the where you're going. He said in verse 24, therefore I say to you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, do what?
Believe.
Now he's talking about faith, living by faith, having faith in God. One way you have faith in God is by speaking to things and believing what you say. Here's another way. It's the operation of the same, different operation of the same faith. What things soever you desire when you pray. This is releasing faith in prayer. What do you do? Believe what? Not just believe in God. Believe specifically that you receive them. Them what? The things you are praying about. Believe you receive them, and what else will happen? You shall have them. We looked up that word receive. It literally means take. T-A-K-E. Believe that you take them. How do you take it? Not with your hand. Not with your head. Not with your emotions and feelings. You believe you take it. If you saw you took it, felt you took it, you would need to believe you took it. How do you believe you take it? You already know how. How many in here believed you received Jesus as Lord of your life? Huh? You received the new birth. You didn't see it with your eyes. You didn't feel it with your hand. How'd you do it? How did you receive forgiveness of sin? How did you receive your righteousness in Him? By faith. You believe you receive it. The same way you did that, you can receive your healing. You can receive your needs met. You can receive your direction, your wisdom, your strength, guidance. Now go with me to the book of James, please. James 2. James 2 and verse 14. What does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he has faith and have not works? Can faith save him? Let me read that to you from the Jewish Bible. It says, what good is it, my brothers, if someone claims to have faith, but has no actions to prove it, is such faith able to save him? What's the answer to that question? No. Can that kind of faith get your bills paid? Get you healed? Get you help? No, no. Verse 17, same Jewish translation. Thus faith by itself, unaccompanied by actions, is dead. Verse 18. But someone will say, you have faith, I have actions. He said, well, show me this faith of yours without the actions. You can't. I'll show you my faith by my actions. Faith to receive is revealed in action. Somebody say action.
Action.
Verse 20. And this is the New Century translation. Well, actually, verse 26. 26. Just as a person's body that does not have a spirit is dead, so faith that does nothing is dead. Faith that does nothing is dead. Say that out loud. Faith that does nothing is dead. Is there such a thing as dead faith?
Yes,
obviously there is. Will dead faith get you saved and healed and delivered? It will not get anything for you. Dead faith. What's the difference between dead faith and living faith? Living faith acts. Acts on what it believes. Living faith acts. You know, Brother Smith Wigglesworth, who lived years ago, influence on a lot of people. It is said that he had 20-some people raised from the dead in his ministry. 20-something. Somebody say, wow. It is said he's an Englishman and not educated. And it's said that sometimes he'd walk back and forth across the podium for just minutes at a time going, faith is a hat. Faith is a hat. Faith is a hat. Act. Faith is an act. And sometimes he'd just shout, first one down is healed. Somebody jump up and run down, get healed. Was running down to the front what healed him?
No.
What healed him?
Faith.
An act of what?
Faith.
Why did they jump and run? Because they believed something. It was their faith that healed them. Somebody said, well, it was God that healed them. That is true, but if it's just God, he's everywhere. Why isn't everybody healed? Well, it wasn't his will to heal everybody. That's a lie. I said, that's a lie. The thing is, it's not just up to God. He set it up to where we receive what he has provided by his grace, we must possess by our faith. Lay hold of it. Say it out loud. Faith is an act.
Faith is an act.
Say it again. Faith is an act. Again. Faith is an act. One more time. Faith is an act. What if you say you believe, but you don't do anything? It's a dead faith. Produces no results. No results. And that's what's confusing to a lot of people. They say they believe, they go to church, they play tapes and CDs, but they're not acting on what they say they believe, which means they don't believe it enough to act upon it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Faith That Acts, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1303I. That's R1303I, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.